This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, August 20, 2021, and these are the headlines. The number of children infected with the coronavirus disease remains to be relatively low, and this is attributed to the strict implementation of curfew and other restrictions prohibiting minors from going out of their residences. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, City COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson, said on Wednesday's COVID-19 Alert Program over the 87.5 Davao City Disaster Radio that based on their monitoring, those below 18 years old age group have fewer COVID-19 infections. Currently, the city is under GCQ with heightened restrictions until August 31. In another news, Mayor Sara Duterte signed Executive Order No. 40 Series of 2021, known as an order creating the Management Support Unit to assist the local health board in the management of the Special Health Fund, or SHF, effective August 12, 2021. In business, the Interagency Development Budget Coordination Committee, or DBCC, said the earlier growth assumption of between 6% to 7% for this year would have been achievable if not for the implementation of the enhanced community quarantine in various areas nationwide, such as Metro Manila, which accounts for around 70% of the economy's annual output. In sports, the country's first Olympic gold medalist, Heidelin Diaz, along with silver medalists Carlo Paalam and Nesty Patesho, and bronze medalist Yumir Marshall, all military athletes will be reporting to their commander-in-chief on August 23 as President Rodrigo Duterte receives them in a courtesy call in Malacañang on Monday. They will also receive their incentives based on Republic Act 10699 or the Expanded Sports Incentives Act along with their coaches. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, please log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.